limited by your gender or the stereotypes associated with it? If so, how?
No.
No. This is on the...
The real question is what happened to your voice?
In the Watson one.
Yes.
Next question.
I think we're like a little young to be experienced of limited like by gender. So if we're like older, we'll kind of understand it more, because as now we all just see us as like boys and girls, and we don't really set to stereotypes yet. I think it'll more happen when we're more in high school or.
Okay. What do you mean?
So like when we're little, we just really don't set stereotypes that like boys should be doing the hard work and girls should be doing cooking and stuff like that.
Okay.
Why do you think it's difficult for people to let gender stereotypes go?
I think that it's hard for some people, but I feel like it's mostly hard for maybe older people, because they might have like experienced it more when they were younger, so it might be what they're used to. So it might be hard for them to let that go, because it's just what they're like, that's just what they know. But for us, like what you said last time for the other question, we don't have that. Like, we have some stereotypes, but it's not like really big. So it might be easier for us to let go than some people.
Okay, so in the paragraph 19, it says, "Men, I would like to take this opportunity to extend your formal invitation. Gender equality is your issue too." Why do you think it's also the men's problems too, not just girls?
I think it's like inequality is a problem too, because like some of them, like in paragraph 21, it says, "I've seen young men suffering from mental illness, unable to ask for help for fear it would make them look less macho or stronger or something like that." And like they feel like they can't do certain things because it won't make them look strong. Like they're supposed to be, like people say they should be.
Well, if they don't want them to fit in what they're supposed to be in.
Like if men want to cook or something, it'll make them look less tough or something. Because that's what women are supposed to do.
It says in the Watson article, I have no idea where it is, but it says multiple times how men are supposed to be, like, some people think men aren't allowed to be vulnerable, or kids, or boys, just anyone like that, are not supposed to be vulnerable. Both men and women should feel free to be sensitive in paragraph 24, on page 37. And that's just one of the times that it mentions that. There's multiple different times.
Does anyone else have anything to add to that question? Sorry.
Oh, do you guys still, like, to this day, feel like men have, are, like, able to do more stuff than women?
Mason?
Not really. Times have changed a lot, and now, basically, nowadays, you're free to be whoever you want or whatever you want.
And I feel like at our age, we don't really experience it as much as, like, maybe, like, adults would experience it. So, they might not even know. Dalton or Kay, do you have something to add to Sammy's question?
Listen to the horn.
Is there anything that note, like, somebody don't understand in either of the articles? Or had a question about?
The article and obstacle, the poem, why does this poem teach us about women and men in the late 19th century? What did it, like, teach you about people back then? Did you say sorry? In the poem, an obstacle. What does this poem teach us about women and men in the late 19th century?
I feel like it shows that women, like, it was difficult for them to, like, fight back. And stuff like that. But like as time went on, like they were able to.
Why do you think it was so hard for them to fight back?
Because sometimes the men could get aggressive and physical because they didn't think that women should be able to talk back to them because they.
I think it's because of, you know, like ever since they were little, they grew up and were told that they'll never be better than men.
Yeah. How kids, little girls were taught to start cooking, start cleaning up the house, and then boys were taught to chop wood and like wars and stuff like that. So that would kind of set their minds out because they were.
Do you think she taught differently after this, after the encounter? How she just walked right through?
Wait, what? Say that again?
Do you think she thinks differently now? Because she overcame and then just walked right through? I mean, him.
Not a person.
It says.
Not a
true memory. It says him, like.
Naya, do you think she felt different?
I don't know. Do either of you two, Dalton or Kay, have something to comment on those?
Okay, well, I think she thought differently because it says, and I watched directly through him as if he wasn't there. And I think that means, like, because at first she thought, begging to him and asking her to let him through would help. It didn't. But when you ignore him and you walk right through him and go on with your path, you can do what you want.
You have to like kind of go on like with Krista's, like you just have to ignore them and like and just do what you were planning on doing in the first place and just don't let what happened like keep you from what you were trying to do. Mason, Kate, Dalton, do you guys have any questions on this article or statements about both articles?
Does anybody know a single word that can connect both the poem and article together?
Prejudice? Yeah, that.
What are like the main points with like what is both the articles trying to like teach us or tell us?
Oppression of others.
Oppression?
Oppression.
Oppression?
Yes.
I think what it's trying to say is that instead of worrying what others think, you should accomplish what you want to accomplish and let your actions speak for you.
Kate, I haven't heard you talk at all. Do you have anything that you have a question about or something you don't understand or maybe something that you think is important that you want to share with us?
It doesn't matter what your gender is because you're still a person and you can do anything the other gender can do, whether it's cooking, chopping wood. It doesn't matter if it's that's what you love, then you should just achieve it and stuff.
How does a person overcome adversity?
What'd you say?
How does a person overcome adversity?
Adversity?
Yes. Okay. Question 4. Anybody?
Why are we whispering?
Meaning of the word.
No whispering, talk out loud.
Well, I think it's what I said earlier. Instead of like speaking out and fighting with your words, fight with your actions.
Okay, cool.
I believe to overcome adversity, you should actually like prove to other people that you can do what, like just as the other as other people can do, like how, like what Katrina and Krista said about how men do outside chores and women are meant to do inside chores. But I believe if you can just show the world that you can actually do, well, yeah, both technically, then I'd be overcoming adversity.
So why do you guys think that when people think of inequality and prejudice, they automatically think of women?
Because of history and how they were treated a whole while back.
Yeah, but it's not like we're making history now.
Women are making history by like doing what men do. And like working at places like welding, stuff like that.
Can you restate your question again, Krista?
So when people think of prejudice and inequality, it automatically goes to women instead of men. Why do you think that is?
And to go along with what Katrina said, they also people also think that from back then that women aren't as strong as men. And, like, they couldn't do those things, like, be a police officer or be in the military or stuff like that. And yeah. It
goes straight to women because boys are taught, like, to not show what's happening on the inside and, like, just work and, like, be a man. But we don't really know what's going on with them because they were taught to keep that inside of them and just fight through it, so we don't really know what's going on to them.
So what you're trying to say is that women spoke up about their problems, but men didn't.
Yeah, kept inside because they just had to keep it working.
So like women are more emotional than men?
Yes.
Okay.
And to kind of go along with that, I read something that was talking about how women, they get diagnosed with like ADHD and like depression.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you think this article, well, both the articles relate to our everyday society? If so, why?
Like when you're little, you think these things like, oh, she can't do that, she's a girl, or you can't do that, he's a boy. But I feel like when we get older now in 2019, you don't really think that anymore because of how different our society is compared to 2014 when this was all happening.
So are you saying this information is not relevant?
Not really, not anymore, because there's a lot of sexist people, but I really think that 2019 is not as much anymore.
I feel like I get that girls don't have like the perfect rights and everything, but if they're always like, because of that, they're taking like their anger and stuff out on male people. And like saying, oh, we don't have this right, and protesting always. And then I think it breaks down to most men because they don't want to be like yelled at.
Can you? It's great, and you've got a female teacher in the room.
Can you name a scenario where that has happened, Katie?
Well, I've seen people where like they're like mostly single moms or something, like they're always. They've developed a more male character in the family, so they're more like, why don't we have the same rights as a man, and all that type of thing. But what I think is, like, it doesn't have to be true, but I think this is my opinion. Like, I feel like it's, like, just, if they want to stop, like, all of this, then it takes just more than, men to just stop doing that, because then women are still going to badger them. It has to be on both sides. Colton, how do you feel about this subject.
I think that the campaign requires both men and women, like you were saying, not just women.
Okay, well, so I read on here that there has been, more than any other type of like disease or sickness, anything, suicide has been killing men through the age of 20 to 49. On the back channel. Anyways, so it's killing 20 to 49. But what is the reason for this unnecessary deaths?
Correction.
Well,
you can't talk. Finish.
Do you think women are rebelling too much, maybe?
Then they weren't, but now maybe. But, what do you guys think about paragraph 20?
Paragraph 20?
20.
Oh, it's basically saying to us that even though, like, most people think that mothers are, like, only what the child needs. Like, when people get divorced, normally the mother takes the child. Because they always think that the mother is the better, like, role model for the child.
And but sometimes, though, if the mother has a problem, they give it to the father. But if they both have a problem, then
they give it to them.
Foster care.
But that's something about society.
Go to the hall and work.
Yeah,
that most of the time, if they just, the father and the mother didn't work, they give it to their mother because most of the time she raised you and she deserves, like, to have you more than the father does. But if the father raised you, I feel like he would, because he's not as around, maybe the mother isn't as around as much.
I agree with you, Rena. Like, so, okay, so.
I disagree.
Me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I've experienced it because my parents are divorced and my dad got custody of us and he shows that he cares and stuff.
Well, yeah, they would still get it, but like.
But like, not all the time.
Yeah.
Matters.
It just depends on like who they are and what's their past and how much they deserve for the child.
That's kind of true because it's
their
like,
own story.
You said, like, your dad and took custody of you. For my reason, my mom took custody of me instead. So it just varies about, like, who the child is more close to, I'm guessing, or who can take better care of them.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Keegan and Kayla because my parents are divorced, and it's not like my mom gives me more and my dad gives me more. It's kind of, like, the same because they're both, like,
difficult kids.
Yeah, I get your point, because, like, there's people, some people that go to, like, their dad's on the weekends and then their mom's throughout the week. Like, there's,
it's
like,
just
it just depends on the type of person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we should, like, make an assumption, because, like, everyone's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's different for, like, parents.
And then I couldn't remember what I wanted to